morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Becca McMillan is a ranch lady from southern Oklahoma, vice chair of the Oklahoma Beef Council, and a mom. And she says she really understands today's consumers wanting some great ideas for fixing beef for their families.
I can relate as a mother. I work a full-time job, the mother of an eight-year-old and a rancher's wife, that I want a meal that's fast and tasty.
Becca says she's proud that Beef Checkoff dollars are used to develop beef recipes that meet consumers' wants and needs.
Through the years, they have wanted meals that fit their lifestyles as well as current tastes and trends.
And Becca reminds us that great beef recipes can be found at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
The best place to look for a great checkoff on a beef recipe is on the Beef It's What's For Dinner website. In fact, in its digital advertising, the checkoff encourages consumers to go to the website for lots of delicious and healthy beef recipes. The recipes can also be found through the Oklahoma Beef Council website at www.oklabeef.org.
The United States Department of Agriculture released its latest crop progress report on Monday, and according to it, both the U.S. corn and soybean harvests have arrived at the home stretch for this year, while cotton and sorghum harvests continued to make moderate progress this week. With just 10% left to go before closing the books on this year's crop, the U.S. corn harvest is, as of this week, 90% complete. That is still slightly behind the average pace of the U.S. corn harvest historically, which is generally at 93% complete at this time of year. However, this week's report places the 2018 harvest just ahead of last year's progress of 89% by 1 percentage point. The U.S. soybean harvest continues to trail its normal progress this year as well, at 91% complete this week, according to the report. That puts the U.S. soybean harvest approximately 5 points behind normal and last year's pace of 96%. Meanwhile, across our three-state region here in the Southern Plains, winter wheat planted in Oklahoma reached 92%, down 4 points from the previous year. Winter wheat emerged reached 81%, down 8 points from the previous year and down 12 points from normal. Winter wheat's condition in Oklahoma this week rates 16% poor to very poor, 32% fair, and 52% good to excellent. Winter wheat's condition in Kansas this week rates 3% very poor, 14% poor, 40% fair, 34% good, and 9% excellent. Winter wheat planted was 95%, near 99% both last year and for the 5-year average. Emerged was 81%, behind 89% last year and 93% the average. And finally, in Texas, producers in the northern High Plains were waiting for better conditions to continue their wheat seedings, while seeding resumed in the low plains. Small grain seedings continued in the Edwards Plateau, South Central Texas, and South Texas. Winter wheat planted in Texas is rated this week at 85% complete, compared to 90% last year and 89% the average. Winter wheat emerged is 72% this week and behind 79% last year and 77% the average. Winter wheat's condition this week rates 9% poor to very poor, 35% fair, and 56% good to excellent. In other news, last week, the National Wheat Foundation announced the national winners for the 2018 National Wheat Yield Contest. This week, the state winners for the 2018 contest were named. The top winners for Oklahoma this year featured Jesse Green of Lincoln, Oklahoma, who placed first in the state with his Dryland Westbred winter wheat. Don Schieber of Tulsa, Oklahoma, placed second with his Dryland winter wheat by OGI. And Adam Steinert of Garfield, Oklahoma, placed third in the state with his Dryland Westbred winter wheat as well. Overall, 82 growers from 23 states participated in this year's competition nationwide. The state winners attending the 2019 Commodity Classic will be recognized during a reception celebrating the contest and its winners. You got farm news on Ron.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.